Buongiorno a tutti gli ascoltatori di Archeostorie. Anche con l'anno nuovo siamo tornati a proporre interviste ai protagonisti dell'archeologia italiana e internazionale. La prima intervista che vi facciamo ascoltare nel 2019 è a Rustem Aslan, direttore degli scavi di Troia. Ebbene sì, ci occupiamo di Ilio, la città mitica, teatro dello scontro tra troiani ed achei. Tutti conoscono la guerra di Troia e tutti conoscono ovviamente le gesta epiche di Achille, Ettore, Odisseo e Paride, raccontate proprio da Omero nell'Iliade. Non molti sanno però che da poco tempo il sito archeologico di Troia ha un museo nuovissimo, inaugurato lo scorso ottobre dopo 4 anni di lavori. Obiettivo: portare più visitatori e incrementare il turismo nella zona. In uno spazio di circa 4.000 metri quadri sono stati esposti reperti rinvenuti negli ultimi 30 anni, oltre a importanti collezioni restituite alla Turchia dopo decenni da paesi esteri. Il percorso espositivo è ora accessibile anche ai disabili. I visitatori inoltre potranno accedere alle informazioni sul museo anche tramite smartphone. Le novità che riguardano appunto questo museo sono davvero moltissime. Noi ce le siamo fatte raccontare proprio da Rustem Aslan, lo abbiamo incontrato a Paestum durante la scorsa borsa mediterranea del turismo archeologico. Ecco cosa ci ha raccontato.
We're together with Aslan Rustem, who is the director of the Troy excavation, and well, everybody knows Troy all around the world. We all know Troy and the history of told by Homer, but not everybody knows that Troy has a new museum, a brand new museum. It opened recently. Yes. So, what can you tell you? What's new in Troy?
Last month, we opened the Troy Museum to, for the visiting. It actually was an architectural project, was 2014, begin to build. There is a 5,000 square meter exhibition area, and there is a 2,000 pieces exhibited already, and also more than 5,000 square meter depot, and is a very modern huge buildings. And today I will also present it small film from Troy Museum. And what's new in Troy Museum, you can see, for example, all the finds, important finds, last 30 years excavation from from Korfmann, German Korfmann, his my doctor father is actually, I studied with him in Tübingen. Yes, my doctor thesis I made in Tübingen. And also some finds from Blegen excavation from Istanbul Archaeological Museum is exhibited. And also the treasure in Istanbul Archaeological Museum from Schliemann time also is exhibited in Troy Museum now. And also, of course, it's very important because the Turkish Cultural Ministry get back the small treasure from Penn Museum 2014. Was a smuggled 60s from Europe to USA.
And so they got it back.
Yes, and it's also exhibited together with the small Schliemann treasure in Archaeological Museum, Troy Museum. And also, it's the first time from Hittite archives, so Alexander Treaty, some new finds from late Bronze Age, from Korfmann excavation, exhibited first time together in late Bronze Age context. And also there is several diorama, several reconstruction film, interactive exhibition, and also last 2 years we work on site, and the site has now new visiting system, and also the site now visible, also possible access to it for disabled people. Disabled people can also visit the Troy, and it's also with connected smartphone information system. And something new is also the village, so-called Tevfikiye village, Hisarlık village, is now converted to archaeo village. It will be some ethnographic and archaeological and all traditional lifestyle will be exhibited in Troy Museum.
I just wanted to thank you. And I have one more question. Are we going to see, as for you talked about the reconstructions, are we going to see a small museum, a small Troy, like the one Schliemann imagined, or the bigger Troy that Korfman told us?
If you visit a Troy, and you will see in Troy, in museum, Late Bronze Age Troy is much bigger than Schliemann's Troy.
Yes.
And also, I have been working since 30 years in Troy, and since 2013 I'm head of the excavation team, and also I involved last 30 years in excavation. I know the discussion, and also I discussed together with Korfman from some another archaeologists. They claim that there's no lower city or Late Bronze Age, but I think is nonsense. If you look, if you see the site and finds, and if you visit the site with finds together, and you can understand, you will understand the Troy, Late Bronze Age Troy, Stade, Lower City, and all the context. Late Bronze Age context is strong city. Late Bronze Age, one of the most strong city west parts in Anatolia. It's of course bigger Troy.
It's a bigger Troy. Definitely.
Yes. Le interviste di Archeostorie sono un programma a cura di Cinzia Dalmaso e Chiara Boracchi. Potete riascoltare tutte le interviste di Archeostorie sul nostro canale Spreaker, su SoundCloud e Spotify. Per saperne di più potete visitare il sito www.archeostorie.it.